The family that owns the Great Wheel on Seattle's waterfront wants to build a gondola. The proposed cable car would run along Union Street from the Washington State Convention and Trade Center to the waterfront with a stop at the Pike Place Market. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Kyle Griffith's family owns the Great Wheel on Pier 57. Since the 1960s, his family has been in business on the waterfront. Right now, the area is a maze of construction because of the tunnel project. It's harder to park, and Griffith says business is down.
We're all feeling the negative impacts of a major construction project right outside our front door. This project will last for close to a decade. And the whole spirit of the gondola project is to try to mitigate and help overcome the construction disruption in the near term.
In the long term, Griffith says the gondola would transport millions of tourists. He says they hope to start building as soon as the central portion of the viaduct is taken down. Carol Williams and her neighbor live along the proposed gondola route. This is not the view she bought into when she bought downtown. Williams says about 30 of the units in her building will have an eagle-eye view of the cars.
I will be on the sixth floor looking out and waving at tourists while I'm eating in the dining room, while I'm in the living room, while it's, what, 10 feet away from me.
Griffith says they plan to work with gondola neighbors to help alleviate their concerns. It's just one of the many hurdles backers of the gondola will have to clear before breaking ground. The gondola would be paid for with private money, but would run along the public right-of-way. Seattle Department of Transportation wouldn't comment. The city says it hasn't received or reviewed a formal gondola permit application from the Griffiths. Transportation Committee Chairman Tom Rasmussen on the Seattle City Council calls the idea intriguing and very complicated. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.